This is an ongoing edition of Community Focus on WCLK. And as always, this time of year, one of our city's biggest events designed to help the biggest number of people comes courtesy of a great organization in our town, Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless. Their annual Thanksgiving dinner is expected to feed more than 20,000 families in need. That's coming up, of course, on Thanksgiving, Thursday, November the 28th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Georgia World Congress Center on International Boulevard. And we are pleased to be joined this morning by Elizabeth Omalami and Afimo Omalami.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. And you guys.
All you morning people, wake up.
and the two of you are troopers because, as you indicated, you're in show business much of the time, and
yes,
they don't keep early morning hours. So.
No, we started our career as actors, and actually, when the founder of Jose Feed the Hungry, Hosea Williams, passed away in 2000, we had been volunteering there for over 17 years or more. Of course, he was my father, so I feel like I've been there since I was born, but we were over 50 films to our credit. Actually, Afimo, my husband who's here, was here at CLK at the Spelman and Clark with Sam Jackson and LaTanya Richardson. And he's a product of this center. But he made a decision to serve the poor and the needy, and has put his career really on the side to do this great work. So this year, we're celebrating our 45th year.
And when you say that your father passed in 2000, and I'm trying to wrap my mind around the fact that it's been 13 years since he's been a force in this city, doing good and doing a certain amount of rabble rousing and
yes.
on a personal level, I miss hearing from him, but I'm certainly glad that this is a living memorial to him, among other things. But,
oh yeah.
But the reality is, you're looking to feed more than 20,000 people here in about a week and a half.
Yes, on any given night in Atlanta, there are 27,000 homeless individuals, many of them unsheltered, many of them working. 40 to 60% of the homeless are working, and people don't know that. And then there are others who don't have food. I mean, many of them are living in hotels because, of course, Atlanta has no more public housing. When they tore down all the public housing, the people that were in all those five different complexes, thousands of them, moved into hotels, many of them. So you've got a mother and a father and five kids living in a hotel room on a hot plate, and certainly they're not going to have a Thanksgiving feast. And, you know, when I came in, you were playing that beautiful song, "Someday My Prince Will Come." And, you know, nobody's going to come, you know, for them unless Jose Feed the Hungry is there. And so the WCLK listeners, of course, this is our favorite station. We're calling out to them this morning to help us because it's not just food. Mr. Omalami is the program's guy, and you want to sort of let people...
You guys do a lot of different things at that event.
As
you say, it's not just
not just
turkey
the
and
dinner.
Stuffing. There's a lot going on there. Afimo, could you talk about what else will be going on Thanksgiving?
Yes, of course. We have some of the best barbers and beauticians in town, and they'll be doing the hair styling for the women and our young girls, and the barbers will be cutting hair for children and for men. And this is one of the most important things about feeling good and looking good. And then a lot of times they do this first, many of our special guests. Then they may choose to eat. Clothes, we have some of the best clothes being donated. Shoes, bags, and we have medical support there Dr. Priscilla Johnson here, right here from the Morehouse School of Medicine, has been running our medical department for many years. And we also will be just offering the best five-course meal that anybody could get at the best restaurants in the world.
So people will get a full belly, but they'll also get an opportunity maybe to get some health care, get spruced up, and maybe walk away from this event on Thanksgiving with a little more dignity than maybe they felt when they came walking in the door.
Well, that's the whole purpose. This year's theme is the 44 years of rebuilding shattered lives for individuals and families that are less fortunate and often forgotten. So it is all about them, and we are looking forward to the mayor supposed to be coming. We've extended an invitation to the governor and, of course, people like John Lewis. And, of course, we couldn't do it without Arthur Blank and his foundation. He's one of our big special VIPs that show up with his family. So it takes a village to do all of this. We're not Lone Rangers.
And if you want to do your part to help out for Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless, their annual Thanksgiving dinner coming up on the 28th at the World Congress Center, there are a few ways you can do that. You can go to forhosea.org.
Yes, the number 4, H-O-S-E-A.org. And please, please, you know, I listened for years to you guys here at CLK, your fundraising campaign, right? And I'd say every year, I'm going to give, and I never would. Well, you know, you have to make yourself do these things. And so this year I said, you know, doggone it, Pledge Central, I'm going to call in. And I made my $100, you know, donation. That's what we're asking people to do, whatever the amount is. Just grab your credit card, go to number 4, HOSEA.org, and just do it because you know you've been meaning to do it. Or you can mail in a donation to P.O. Box 4672 here in Atlanta at 30310. But the main thing is that with this listening audience especially, we want people to know that 60% of the homeless that we will be serving are children. And that is the fastest rising group of homeless. The face of homelessness has changed. It's not the bum under the bridge. You know, people used to call them bums or hobos.
Well,
There
is a middle class in this country that in many respects no longer exists.
Yes.
I think that there are people who maybe 5 or 10 years ago felt like they were removed from somebody who might be one paycheck away from being on the streets. And now they're one paycheck away from being on the streets.
Yes.
And the reality also is that people with fewer means often are the most generous when it comes to helping one another and helping organizations like Hosea Feed the Hungry and
Absolutely
Homeless.
Absolutely right.
So you're not, you don't necessarily, you'd be happy to get the $1,000 donation, but any amount would work for your group.
Yes. And you know, you are so right. I don't know how you knew that. But 65% of our donors are our average gifts is $50 or $48 or something. And 60% of our $1.5 million a year budget comes from working people who are, some of them, living from paycheck to paycheck. And what is the definition of that? That means if you have to wait until you get your check to pay your rent, you're living from paycheck to paycheck. What you want to get is to the point where when you get that check for October, you know, the rent's already paid and you can put some of that away. And then you pay your November, and then when you get your November check, that's already paid. But what we're also finding is that there are more women and children living in their cars. We find them, since the city of Atlanta has stops its services to women and children at the Gateway Center downtown, now they have to go a little further, well, much further out of Bankhead and Simpson Road to get services. We're finding that creates a difficulty in transportation. So we distribute MARTA cards to them. We also have free long-distance phone calls because during the holidays, many people, you know, will lift listen to their family member who they haven't heard from in a long time. And if they say, come home, and we can prove they've got a place to go, we'll give them a free one-way bus ticket anywhere in the country so they can get home. And another thing is the empowerment and the speeches that take place all throughout the day on the main stage and in the children's corner. We call it the kids' corner, where we're just trying to encourage people, because I think poverty brings about a kind of a depression and a stress in the home that needs encouragement, and people need to know it's not hopeless. If you're hungry, if you're struggling right now, half of America is struggling. You're not alone. Jose Feed the Hungry is right over here on 1035 Donnelly Avenue in the West End. We're there to help you. You never have to be hungry. And if we happen to have grant money, we can pay, help you with your utility bill, help you with your rent, help you get into an apartment, pay your down payment to get into an apartment. So we have grant funds for that. They don't last very long because it's not that much. But if you happen to come at the right time, you can get that kind of help. And another thing, Rob, I want to say is the case management and the counseling from Brenda Williams and Amy Smith and even Mr. Omalami when he's there is invaluable. So sometimes people just want someone to talk to.
No doubt. You're listening to Community Focus on WCLK this morning, and we're talking with Elizabeth Omalami and Afemo Omalami about Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless. Their annual Thanksgiving dinner is coming up on the 28th. Of course, Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless has events beginning in Thanksgiving all the way through to Easter time.
Yes, we're open every day. And one thing we're finding, we serve 25 families a day at the food bank at 1035 Donnelly Avenue all year long. And many of those people are people that people would recognize their faces if they saw them, that are sitting in our lobby that never thought they'd be waiting for a food box. And because of Healthy Living Initiative, we're able to do fresh fruits and vegetables and really focus on, you know, helping people stay healthy, because if you get sick and you have to find health insurance and all of that, you need health insurance anyway. But it just helps if you stay healthy. And so the people that we serve, we're trying to make sure that they eat right, they do low impact exercise, and that Jose Feed the Hungry is a source of information and referrals to other resources in the community that can provide assistance.
So if you want to help, you can go to 4hosea.org. That's the number 4, H-O-S-E-A.org. And people can also call your group as well at 404-755-3353. Ms. Omalami, I can remember many, many years ago, even on a different radio station, that your father would come on the air and make these last-minute appeals. We need turkeys. We need yams. Yeah, and I know that it's far more sophisticated than that today, but you
not
probably
really.
You
it
probably
still
do
500 turkeys short.
Okay, well, what is the Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless wish list for this upcoming Thanksgiving event?
Well, today we're going to be over at Lincoln Cemetery at 4 o'clock celebrating the life of Hosea and Juanita Williams. And if you're out and about, just come on by and stand with us to remember this great couple that started this in 1970. But thanks to Sheriff Thomas Brown, we cook on the eve of Thanksgiving at the largest industrial kitchen in the Southeast. So we use the large number 10 cans of corn, green beans, and yams. And what we do not have right now at this moment, this close to Thanksgiving, is the stovetop dressing. We need several hundred pounds of that and turkeys. So people can go to, we can buy wholesale much cheaper than they can buy just walking into a retail supermarket. So that's why we ask for the credit card donations at the number 4hosea.org. But if you want to go out, you and your family, take your children, buy a cart full of food, let them see you bring it over to 1035 Donnelly Avenue. We'll be open all day today over there. And of course, all next week. Let the young people see you giving. And that way they will understand that it's not about them, that part of their life is, it should be to give. Right, Mr. O?
That's absolutely right.
Well, and it's interesting. It's interesting to me that I have a child who's in the eighth grade, and she's trying to get into a magnet program in an advanced high school program. And all of these programs, they want to know your test scores and your grades, but they're very interested in what kind of service activities you've been involved with. So we've got all kinds of young people out there who need to be doing things in their community if they aren't already.
Yes.
This strikes me as a perfect opportunity to get involved with their families. And support Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless.
You know, they can bring, some of our kids are so blessed. What are some of the things we, other things we need people to bring? I know you need desserts.
Yes, we still need some desserts. And of course, we don't need any more volunteers to try to go to the site to register right now because literally we are full. But they can still come by the office to help us with the you know, fixing food boxes and delivering foods and picking up food barrels. We have food drives all over the city. So people can, if you want to start that, you can call to the office and we'll tell you how to start a food drive. But mainly, I think it's just, we just need your financial support at this point more so than ever because most of what we get for Thanksgiving, we have to take it
stretch
on into
it.
Christmas and MLK to help us get through this season. So it's not just one-time deal. We need their help for the surplus and overflow to take us through two other dinners. So I'm just making an appeal for your help, mainly your financial support for Hosea, the number 4hosea .org.
O-R-G. And if you want to give $10 a month, if that's better for you, or $20 a month throughout the year, do that. I mean, make us a, you know, just don't buy Starbucks twice. I mean, you know, don't get that one pair of shoes that month.
Well, we all spend money sometimes
eating
you don't even think
ridiculous.
About it.
Ridiculous, yes.
So maybe instead of, you know, going out for the evening, stay in.
Yes.
See how efficiently you can prepare a meal for yourself and slip the money you would have spent otherwise to 4hosea.org, 4hosea.org. You can also call them at 404-755-3353. The economy has been hammered flat.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wall Street's now doing great.
I saw that.
Wall Street's doing great, but, you know, the rest of us, maybe we're not catching up as fast.
Yeah.
So do you see the need? Do you see the number of people increasing in terms of what you're doing with homeless people?
What I think has happened, Rob, is that the technology divide has created a subclass of individuals. When I say sub, I don't mean sub as in negative individuals. I just mean a whole group of people who were unemployed a year ago and now going to have a hard time getting reemployed because of the fast way that technology is going. So if they haven't had a job for 2 years and they go to apply for a job and they're using Microsoft, God only knows what, and, you know, they're got all kinds of other software there, they're not going to know that. Many of the people we serve don't even have a computer at home. Many of the people we serve don't, their children, say, are on free lunch at school. They don't eat from free lunch on Friday to free lunch on Monday. many of the people that we serve don't take any classes online. They are not getting educated to keep up with the times. So because of these reasons, and people think that people are homeless or poor because they're lazy or they're drug addicts. I made it. You can make it. But the top main reasons for homelessness is not drugs. It's unemployment, divorce, especially spousal abuse, death in the family. And so we have to look at, but for the grace of God, there go I. So what I'm seeing is that those entry level jobs we used to be able to get, the maids and the hospitality jobs and the lawn care and the working at the what used to be 7-Eleven, or those jobs are being taken because the influx of people from other countries has called the competition to go sky high.
Well, not just that, but people who've lost their, quote, middle class, end quote, jobs in the last 5 to 10 years are now filling jobs they would have never imagined taking.
You've got people with master's degrees. We sent out, we had a job available at Jose Feed the Hungry, and we posted a job job description on Craigslist and a couple other places. We had people with master's degrees willing to work for $10 an hour. We got 250 resumes from that job posting that we did for a data entry person. And so that was shocking to me. So between all of these, and let's add this, let's add outsourcing of jobs to other countries. Let's add customer service, and you pick up, you say, I need help with my phone. They're in Sri Lanka or India or Philippines or somewhere. So all of that put together makes for a boiling stew of trouble when it comes to finding a new job for a person who either doesn't have a college degree or might have a felony, doesn't have recent technology education, all of these things. So what we're doing at Jose Feed the Hungry is we're partnering with the Department of Labor, and we're providing job readiness workshops and skill assessment workshops. And Mr. Omalami, this has been his dream. You want to tell us a little bit about that jobs program?
Well, we hope to expand our partnership with the Georgia Department of Labor. They have been coming to the dinners and offering assessments, application opportunities.
With companies.
Calendar events about upcoming job fairs. We have a major job fair with our partner, the Georgia Department of Labor, every Labor Day week. Now, sometimes it's on Labor Day, but the last time we did it, September 5th, and it was a tremendous turnout. We had about 30 to 40 different vendors, and they all offered applications and the possibility of some jobs. We had workshops. So this has become a major event, as well as the dinners. And it's all about helping people to get back on their feet and for them to take charge of their lives. Teach a man how to fish, the whole idea, and then they'll be able to fish for themselves. And that's really what it's all about in this coming season. And as you know, this is the kickoff, November 28th at the Georgia World Congress Center. And then, of course, Christmas will be on the 25th at the Georgia World Congress Center, also supported by Arthur Blank. He's our major sponsor. And then we have a big Christmas dinner for Christmas party for kids, December 20th, down at the Civic Center. So there's a lot of great things that everybody can get involved in.
So if someone has already made plans or committed resources and can't help between now and Thanksgiving on the 28th, there are plenty of opportunities for them to help with Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless going forward all the way into spring and year round. When you talk about some of these programs, you know, I'm kind of the opinion that what we need in this country is something like the WPA.
Yes.
We have all this crumbling infrastructure in every city and every state. Why not create a federal program to rebuild the roads and rebuild the rest stops and rebuild the trails and put people to work. I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe if we went to war with ourselves and rebuilt our own country, that yes. might be better than going to war with somebody else.
I agree with you 100%. And it's a matter of where we put our money, because there's not a lack of money. But we're doing things like putting, you know, $80 million into, things that just go a few blocks, or we might put, $600 million to make a film. And, right. So it's where we're putting our resources. And it's not about, you know, we're going to be needing, we need construction people right now, too. People who know how to rehabilitate commercial buildings, because we're going to expand our building there at 1035 Donnelly Avenue. And so we can have a training center for jobs. We're looking at maybe certified nursing training or something in the healthcare field. And we're looking at green jobs. I know I was promised a lot of green jobs by somebody at Washington, but I never saw them coming through. So where are those green jobs? We need jobs. And another thing is that there are people who could start their own businesses with small mini loans. So we'll be talking about this at Thanksgiving at the Georgia World Congress Center. And I want people to know that Jose Feed the Hungry is the largest African-American-owned human service organization in this region. We've been around for 45 years. We're not going anywhere unless the Lord says go, and we are that safety net for that middle class that used to, you know, not feel like they didn't have to worry. They now they're coming to us. So our numbers have increased by 48% in the last 3 years. Because not only do we have the chronically homeless, we have the homeless, we have the working poor, now we have some middle class people. So it's just getting to the point where we are going to have to even think of really creative ways to raise funds and resources so that we can continue to help America stay on its feet.
Well, if you've lived in Atlanta or Georgia for a certain length of time, maybe like I have, you kind of recognize a certain something in Elizabeth Omalami's voice and passion that recalls that of her late father, Hosea Williams. And I'm sure you can turn it up a notch if and when you need to. But right now, we're having a good conversation this morning, but the bottom line is, Hosea, mm-hmm. Feed the Hungry and Homeless needs your help. You'll be hearing a little bit more about that between now and Thanksgiving on WCLK. But right now, they need you to help them. Go to 4hosea.org. That's the number 4, HOSEA.org. They need your help. If you can contribute to their efforts, that will allow them to make sure there's enough turkey and dressing for everyone in this event on the 28th, which, of course, is a lot more than just turkey mm-hmm. and dressing.
We're also going to be giving out book bags and school supplies in the kids' corner. And, you know, it's just not fair to me when a child goes to school without breakfast. You know, they say free breakfast, but have you seen it? It's not something that's very appetizing. But if they miss that, and they're sitting in the classroom with no breakfast, and then they didn't have dinner the night before, but they're expected to perform at the same rate as a student sitting next to them with an iPad and that's been playing on his Xbox, and you know that's got parents that took them trick or treating, you know, and it's just not fair. When we put money into education, we should stop putting money into bricks and mortar and curriculum. That's a good thing. We do need our teachers to be at a certain level. But we need to know what's going on in the homes of our students. Are there parents fighting every night? Are there lights on? Do they have heat? These are the kinds of things that the Board of Education has got to begin to look into. So the social justice issue, and I know there are many people listening, there may be some students listening that are social workers. We need volunteer social workers at Jose Feed the Hungry. So you can come out on Thanksgiving Day and you can let the volunteer department know that you're available 2 days a month or 3 days a month to come and help us with this problem. We're right here in the West End at 1035 Donnelly Avenue, Southwest Atlanta, right between Lee and Cascade. And we want to let you know that what you do for others is only going to enrich your life. It's going to do more for you as a volunteer than you could ever do for the person that's receiving from you. And when you go home that night and you know that you've done something to make this world a better place, then you can share that with your whole family. So, you know, let's not just think of ourselves. Let's think of the children in the orphanages, the moms, even the grown men who are embarrassed to go home to their families because their refrigerators are empty and they've been out looking for a job all day. Come and be with Jose Feed the Hungry. Support us, because I can tell you that organizations like us are also closing up all over the place. Nonprofits are, it's so hard to raise the money. You almost have to be a scientist to do fundraising today. So this is a great opportunity.
Well, indeed. And of course, WCLK raises funds from time to time. And I know a lot of people heard us doing that a few weeks ago, and they were very gracious in supporting us. But we can only encourage you to support Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless. Their annual Thanksgiving dinner is coming up on the 28th. They need your help. That's the number four, Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, .org. Or you can call them at 404-755-3353. Elizabeth Afimo, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And as always, we're always happy to have you in front of the WCLK microphones.
Thank you for having us.
We love to come here, and congratulations at WCLK for everything.
You're listening to Community Focus on WCLK. Tavis is up after NPR News at the top of the hour. Thanks for listening.